Dicen que el Romo de San Lacio, in Romans, he was speaking about different types of persons. And he was speaking about three good types of persons and three bad types of persons. And he cited it from Bhakti Sundara. I couldn't find it from Bhakti Sundara. But we did find the same description given that he gave a little bit more in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, the purport by Vishnu Chakravartama. And Vishwanathi says there's four types of good people and there's four types of bad people. Would you like to know what good is a good person? A good person, is four good persons are called Mahat, Mahatera, Mahatam, and Atya Mahatam. So a Mahat is a person who he sees some bad things in people, but he also sees good things. And sometimes he may chastise somebody. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that the chastisement of such a great personality, it's like bitter neem juice. And it doesn't taste very nice. Do you like neem juice, Prabhupada? Mm-hmm. Neem juice tastes very bitter, but it's a good medicine. It helps for certain things. So sometimes a great personality may chastise somebody. They may say something bad, but they're a great personality, and the symptom of that is that they'll also see some good things. But better than that Mahat Jana is the Mahat Tera. He's even more great. And the symptoms of the Mahat Tera is that he may see someone's faults, but he overlooks it. He doesn't pay attention to someone's faults. And even if he sees a materialistic person, a materialistic merchant, Vishwanathi is that example. And the person is just absorbed in making money and having an opulent life. Vishwanath says that the Mahatara person, he'll see, oh, he's a very good man. Huh? He takes very good care of his guests. he's like a Sikhanu. Very good care of his guests. And he's worthy of deliverance. So they see both good and bad qualities in others, but they praise the good qualities and they neglect the bad qualities. So that person is a Mahatara. Is that what kind of person you are, Bhagavad? Maybe? We'll see. We'll have four types of good persons and four types of bad persons. And we'll let each of you be the judge yourself. Who's who and who's what. Then there's the Mahatama. The Mahatama, he sees good qualities in others and he magnifies them. He doesn't see even the smallest faults in someone. Any good thing that he sees in someone, he'll magnify that thing. And Vishwanath gives a very interesting example. He says that the Mahatma, he sees someone stole something from you. Have you ever had anyone steal something from you in school? Yes? So the Mahatma, he thinks, this person has stolen my clock. It must be because he's cold. There's a reason for it. He doesn't get angry. He stole my clock because he must be cold. Or like Pradosh. Pradosh's had 20 pairs of shoes stolen in the body. Almost that much, right? So he doesn't get angry. He saw someone from some person gave him some shoes. So that's a Mahatma. A Mahatma doesn't get angry when someone steals. He thinks, oh, he must be cold. And even though he has a weapon, he's coming and taking my cloth and he's holding a gun at my head. I can see he's a saintly person. Mahatma thinks like that. Because he has his weapon, but he's not shooting me. He's not attacking me. Obviously, he's merciful and he has some good qualities. He's very virtuous. That's what the Mahatma thinks. He's such a person, he's the greatest Mahatma. But then Vishwanath says, there's another person was Atya Mahatma. He's even greater than that. And that Atya Mahatma is someone who sees good qualities in people who don't even have any. They have no good qualities. But still, somehow that person sees good qualities in them. And he thinks in the entire world, there's no bad people. Everyone is good. These persons are ati mahati. So these are the four types of good people. Mahat, mahatamam, mahatamam, mahatara, mahatamam, and ati mahatamam. And similarly, there's four types of bad people. The first type is called asadhu. And the asadhu, he sees that, someone has some good qualities. They're chanting Hare Krishna, they're living in the temple, but he considers that those bad qualities are actually going to become false. He sees that good qualities are going to become false. He sees that someone wants to help others, and he concludes the real reason is they want to steal their money. That's the real reason. They're chanting Hare Krishna. They're a sannyasi, but their real motivation is eventually they want to get disciples. And they want to get money. That's their real motivation. So they see those good qualities and they consider that actually they're going to be bad qualities. They're duplicitous. They're considering them. And then there's the asadhutara. He's even worse. The asadhutara sees only faults. And he overlooks someone's good qualities. He doesn't see any good qualities of someone else. If he sees a sannyasi, he's always looking at him. See? The sannyasi, he's eating ghee with rice. He's just a sense enjoyer. That's his only purpose. But this person's even more improper. He's asadhutara. And then there's the asadhutam. He's the best, or the worst, of all the asadhus. He takes small faults in someone and magnifies them. He doesn't see any good qualities in anyone. He sees some very small thing. Did you know that in the crib, she was eating sodom? Very, very bad. He'll see some small fault in someone and they'll magnify it like anything. They think this sannyasi, he's given up. He's living in the forest. He's a sannyasi. He should be living in the forest. And now he's going and living in the house of a rich man. Obviously, he just wants to steal their money. So he's the worst person. He's a sadhutama. But there's a person even worse than the worst person. And he's atya sadhutama. He sees faults in others even when there's no faults. There's no bad things in him. No bad qualities. But still, he sees bad things in them. Such people, they say no one is good in this world. Such people, I saw an article, you probably shouldn't have seen, on the internet a few years ago. And someone said, there are no sadhus in this time. That was the title of the article. No sadhus in this time. So, they're saying some bad things. Nobody's good. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, this is their quality. There's no one good in the world. There's no one good in that institution. There's no good in this person. Everyone is evil. These people are the very worst. They're atyasadhutama. So, these mahajanas, these are someone who acts like the Madhyam Bhakta. The Madhyama Adhikari, sometimes he sees some faults in others. The Bhagavatam describes Ishvare Taradhinishu. Pali says Shudvisatsucha. Prema Maitri, people take Shayakurotisamadhyama. This is a symptom of a preacher. This is a symptom of what we call a Madhyama Adhikara. That Ishvare Taradhinishu, Pali says Shudvisatsucha. He sees different categories of people. Ishvara, it's prema. Taradhineshu, innocent people, Taradhineshu, Balisheshu, he's the good people, Taradhineshu, he's Maitri with, he's friends with. Balisheshu, he gets grateful to. And Dvisatsu, persons who are envious and critical, he neglects them, Vipeksha. So, this is an important consideration. Rupa Goswami, in the fifth verse of Upadeshamrita, he describes three types of persons.
Krishneti yashvikti tvam manasadhyeta Dikshesti chet pranati vishyabhajanta nisham Shushru shaya bhajan dignam anandyamanya Nindari shunya vidamitsita sangalabhya.
These three types of persons are described by Srila Prabhupada and the Buddhist Acharyas as being Kanishka, Madhyam, and Uttam. The Kanishka is described as Krishneti Yashvari Pramanasaranyanta. He chants Krishna's name. And we often give the example of that. Do you know who Gadadhar Das is, for example? He's a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. And he lived in Navadvipa. And once, he went to the Chantazi. It's like someone going to Asana bin Laden. You know who that is? He's not a nice person. And Gadadhar Das went to him and said, "Hey, my dear sir, please chant Hare Krishna." So that Chantazi thought for a moment about killing him, cutting off his head, because he's a very angry, demoniac person. But then he looked at the face of Gadadhar Das. Gadadhar Das was so simple and so sincere. Please chant Hare Krishna. And Chantazi, he felt something in his mind. He didn't want to disappoint him. He wasn't going to chant Hare Krishna. He had no intention. He said, "Please forgive me. I won't chant Hare Krishna today, but maybe I'll chant Hare Krishna tomorrow." And as soon as he said that, Gadadhar Das started jumping up and down the ground in ecstasy. "Hariva! Hariva! Hariva!" He said, "Why wait until tomorrow? You've already chanted Hare Krishna twice today." So Gadadhar Das was giving him respect. Even though he was a meat eater and a murderer, he killed so many Vaishnavas, and a very demoniac person. But because the names of Krishna had once come from his mouth, he offered respect for that person. But that person is a Kanishka. He has komala shraddha. He has very weak faith. He's not a very strong person. He doesn't really have faith in Krishna. He may chant Krishna's name once in a while. Or he may even be a devotee, so-called devotee. But he doesn't have strong faith in the holy name. Better than that person, Rupa Goswami said, is the Madhyama Adhikara. It's characterized as Dikshesti Chet Pranati Visha Vajanta Nisham. They have Diksha and Vajanta Nisham. They're worshipping the Lord. The Pandas and Pori. Sometimes they're doing things we don't appreciate. They have Diksha and they're worshipping Lord Jagannath. So Pranati Visha. Rupa Goswami says we should offer our pranams to them. We should be respectful. Not because of the bad things they do, but because of the good things they do, we should see that. And the Uttama Adhikari, Rupa Goswami says, Shushushaya Bhajanam Dignam. He is very expert in bhajan. And Ananya Nindari Shunya Hidam. There's in his heart Nindari Shunya. There's no trace of the propensity to find fault in others. So this is how we characterize someone who has adhikara for bhakti. What does it mean to have adhikara for bhakti? Krishna Das Kavya's Goswami describes a good channel of Krishna bhakti in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shadavana jana hari bhani adhikari Uttamama jana kami shashanam sari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He says that Shadavan Jan Hoy, a faithful person, he has adhikara for bhakti. And you can analyze, you can see how much adhikara qualification they have for bhakti. They may be Kanishka, just a little tiny bit of qualification for bhakti. Or Madhyam, they have a medium amount of qualification. Or Uttam, they have the topmost qualification for bhakti. It doesn't mean they have bhakti. They're adhikari jans. They have qualification for that. And what is their symptom based on? Nindari shunya hridayam sita sangalabhya. How they behave with others. If they find fault with others, or if they don't find fault with others. So these three, four types of critics are there. The asadhu, he accepts others' good qualities to be false. That's described in the 11th canto at the bottom of the tongue. There's one Brahman. He wasn't a very nice person. He was a wealthy man, but he never gave gifts to anyone. He had some children and family members, but he didn't take very good care of them. He wouldn't give them nice things to eat, he wouldn't give them a nice place to stay. He was always counting his money. He was a spendthrift, and no one liked him. And because he, his wickedness, eventually he exhausted all of his pious credits. And then some of his family members stole his money, and some other people stole his money, and everyone hated him, kicked him out, and he became very discouraged, very hurt. And he thought to himself at that time, what is this? Krishna gave him some intelligence. Guru Maharaj would call it the merciful kick of Lord Nityananda. If we get the merciful kick of Lord Nityananda, then we would wake up. Kunti Devi, she prays for them. Please give me all kinds of misery and anxiety, because then I think of you. And she says, I do have a few problems. What are the problems? Jamaishraya, Shuddha Sri Vedamanadakuman. My first problem is I have too nice a birth. I'm a princess. It's a big problem. I used to call it my second problem is I have too much money. How many people complain because they have too much money? Dhamma, do you complain because you have too much money? Too much education. Also not good. I have a Harvard PhD. It's not a good thing. Many people complain about that. And Srivir, my other complaint, my other problem is too beautiful. Do you know any girls work here who complain about being too beautiful? Why? She said, because when these things are there, then I can't call out to Krishna. When these things are there, I become proud. I think they belong to me. And I start criticizing other people on this basis. I have these things, these other people. These people are good, these other people are bad. So, that Brahman, Navanti Desh, finally he left home. And he decided, the hell with all this. I'm going to take sannyas. So he took sannyas. Some people say that he went to his Guru Maharaj, and his Guru Maharaj agreed to give him sannyas, and then gave him the instruction that now you should go to your village. And you should be Padukkha. And that Brahman was now sannyasi. Very much you don't understand. Everybody in my village hates me. If I do that, I can't say what will happen. No, no, you do that. You go there now. So he went there. And it said that in that 11th canto, Tambai Prabhaya Samviksham Avadutam Asajjanaha Drishta Paryabhavam Bhadra Bhavihi Paributi. Krishna's telling Uddhava. He said at that time, people, they just saw him as an old, dirty beggar. And they started dishonoring him. And some of them, they would steal his sannyas bundle. Some of them took his begging bowl. Some of them took his deerskin asan, his chanting beads. Even some of them took away his clothing. He had some old rotten cloth. And they'd take that away from him. And then sometimes they'd, oh, you want this back? Here it is. Ha ha! And they'd tease him and take it back from him. And then Brahman, he would go, and some people would give him a little something to eat. So then he would go to the bank of the river and sit down.
make a couple of peace. It's very difficult.
Because all the houses that he went to, people abused him.
Ha! Get out of here, bogus person, cheater.
You're not real. You're not a genuine person. Yeah, everyone abuses one or two persons anyway. I have my little leave taste. So I put it, go away. So he would take that little bit of food he got, go to the bank and river. I need to be by myself and sit down to eat. Those people would follow me. And some of them would start passing urine on his food. And others would spit on his head. And at the end of the day, then he would go back to his Guru Maharaj. His Guru Maharaj said, so how did it go today?
Very, very bad. Very, very bad. We don't know what they did to me. Some of them would be easy and tell me the worst kind of names and this thing and that thing.
Very good. Tomorrow you go back to it. Yeah. This one. So again, he went there. In his purports to this section of the Bhagavatam,
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes, the Krishna describes the verses.
It's persons who see with some differentiation and are just attached to further activities who are mean-minded and who get pain seeing the flourishing condition of others. If they see some nice thing in someone else, then they become very pained. That causes them some unhappiness. They give distress to other people by uttering very harsh and piercing words. So this verse was spoken by the demigods of the Lord Shiva. They went to pacify him after Daksha committed a great offense to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, seeing that his dear wife Sati committed suicide in the arena of Daksha, Lord Shiva became furious. He called for all of the Shiva guys, all of the boys, and they went there, as we say in America, they trashed his place. They tore off their little mustache, they broke some of the people's teeth, and they cut off the head of Daksha and put the head of the goat on. And all the demigods who were there, the Jagya, they also beat us, and they also suffered. Lord Rama and Lord Vishnu didn't go to that Jagya because they knew that Daksha was a fault finder. So those demigods afterwards, they went to see Lord Rama. Said, what should we do? And he said, you should go to Kailash. You should see Lord Shiva obeying him. So they went to see him, and they prayed like this to him. They said, there's no need for you to kill these people because they're already killed by providence. Their karma is already going to kill them. Similarly, Krishna tells Uddhava to let the cancer of the karma come.